A film APS stroke Egmont Imagination, Munich Animation GmbH stroke Kinowelt Medien AG, EIV Entertainment Film Production, Terraglyph Rights Limited, presents. In co-production with TV2 stroke Danmark. Help, I'm a fish. The blue letters of the title shimmer and shine in the shape of a fish. Featuring the voice talents of Alan Rickman as Joe. Based on an original story by Stefan Fjeldmark, Carsten Killerish. Screenplay by Stefan Fjeldmark, Carsten Killerish, John Stefan Olsen. Close your eyes, take my hand, why don't you jump with me? Additional dialogue and scenario by Tracy Brown. An ocean to be explored where no one's gone before. Original score composed by Søren Hildgard. Original songs by Anders Juhl, Lars Juhl, Jacob Eriksson, Peter Fernando, Jesper Winge-Leisner. Executive producers Christoph Sykajewicz, Haro von Haave, Jerry Sheeran. A tunnel is formed by a large shoal of fish swimming in circles. A turtle swims down through the middle of it. Directed by Michael Hagner, Stefan Fjeldmark. Sunlight streams into the water through a shoal of silhouetted fish. Colourful animation. Fish swim in a tank. A young boy prepares a fish hook. His bedroom is full of toys. He grabs a fishing rod and runs out, then slides down a banister.
Yee-haw!
He jumps onto a skateboard.
Going fishing! Fly, wait!
Fly speeds towards the door on his skateboard and crashes into a large lady who waits on the doorstep. A boy in a suit comes in.
Hello, Fly.
I see everything's in its usual state around here. Lisa, Bill, you can run along now.
Honey, your dad and I are going out. Aunt Anna's going to babysit Stella. And your cousin Chuck is here, too.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye, Mommy! Bye, Daddy!
Bye, honey. Boys, be good.
Fly slouches in front of the TV, looking bored. He flicks through the channels. Chuck works on his laptop in the other room. In the bedroom, Aunt Anna reads to Stella. Anna is falling asleep.
What?
Gretel went to Hansel. Open the stable door and cry.
Read faster, else I'll fall asleep.
What? Oh, yes.
Well, Einstein, got any decent games?
I'm calculating the length of a DNA molecule.
Hey, it's a Millennium 2000 PMX! Oh, this is a really cool machine!
Give it to
me! And a power processor!
Give it to me!
Relax, Chucky, I'm just checking it out.
No, Fly, don't! No, Fly, don't escape!
What? Oops. Escape?
Oh.
Why not?
Stella draws on Anna's face.
Well, madame, do you like the makeup? Okay.
You're lucky I made a backup. Do you have any idea what would have happened if...
Chill out, Chucky. Nothing happened.
Hi, Fly.
Weren't you supposed to be sleeping?
Aunt Anna's on my bed.
Oh, right. I'm out of here. Hey, Chuck, where are you going?
To wake my mom.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey, give it back.
Guess where you're going.
I'm not going anywhere. Now give it back.
You are coming fishing with me.
Not in a million years.
I definitely think you are.
No, Fly. No! No! Ah!
Yee-haw!
Chuck chases after Fly, who has the backup disc.
Isn't this just totally cool?
Chuck wobbles on roller skates while Fly speeds along on his skateboard carrying Stella. They come to the end of a road where it crumbles into the sea. From the shore, Chuck watches Fly and Stella on a distant ledge of rock that juts out over the ocean. Fly casts a line.
I've got a bite. Hey, Chuck! Come on over, give me a hand!
I can't swim. I mean, hey, we're not allowed.
Come on, get a move on! Or are you scared?
Chuck begins to wobble along the stepping stones that lead to the rock. Chuck makes it to the rock as Fly hauls up the end of the fishing rod. They all fall backwards with the force of it and stare curiously at a tin can on the hook. The tin drops to the floor and a tiny blue seahorse falls onto the rock. The seahorse opens and closes its mouth. Stella leans over and grabs the seahorse tightly in her hands.
Little fishy.
It's a Hippocampus vulgaris.
No, it isn't. It's a girl. I'm going to call her Sasha.
It has to go back in the water, Stella.
Stella's eyes widen in disappointment.
Here, give it to me.
No.
Stella, come on.
She's mine.
She'll die if you don't put her back.
Stella slowly and carefully carries Sasha to the edge of the rock. She hugs her, then gently tosses her into the ocean.
I think we better go home now.
Let's go, Stella.
The sea has risen to the edge of the rock.
Whoa! The tide!
The stepping stones are covered by the sea. They're trapped on the rock. The children edge backwards. Fly grabs Stella as a big wave splashes them. They cling to the wall of the cliff face.
Fly, help!
Fly, what do we do? Fly, where are you? Fly, come back! Fly!
He leans back against the cliff face and a part of it opens like a door. He tumbles down a wooden staircase.
Hey, Chuck, check this place out. It's unbelievable. That tunnel might get us back to shore.
They stare as they spot water gushing in through the door and down the staircase. Fly grabs Chuck and runs with Stella under his arm. The water catches up and they hold their breath as they're carried along. They're shot out through a hole into a huge cave. They look around nervously and explore further. They spot a large ship sitting in still water in the cave. They creep across a rickety bridge towards the ship. Inside the ship is a room filled with jars and tanks of all different kinds of fish. In one tank is a fish with a mouse's head. Fly stares as it nibbles on cheese. The walls and ceilings are covered with fish. Fly spots a framed certificate on a wall that says Diploma. He carefully lifts it down.
Hey, look at this! Professor McCrill.
A PhD in marine biology? Wow.
Fly, I'm thirsty.
This professor guy can show us the way out.
Maybe we should go. A brilliant scientist probably won't like being disturbed by ordinary people like us.
Fly's face knocks into a small fish that hangs from the ceiling.
Check out this fish. California flyfish. Hey, that's a good-looking fish.
The children tiptoe towards the sound of the voice and glimpse a sinister-looking figure through a fish tank. The figure pours something into a jar.
Why, I'm thirsty.
Shh! Watch it!
A shoal of black piranhas with sharp teeth suddenly turn and snap at the children who fall backwards. The figure approaches. The figure menacingly lifts his arm. He turns a light on and grins.
Who am I? What was it?
Well, Professor H.O. McCrill.
Well, welcome. But I'm a professor too. You must come and see my new experiment. Due to climatic changes in the Earth's atmosphere, the North and South polar ice caps will melt in the course of the next century, resulting in a total loss of arable and habitable land. The resulting increased sea level will be 32,000 into the square root of,
178,885 feet, plus or minus 17.3 feet, depending on relative humidity.
Oh, correct, Professor! I made a marvelous discovery, Professor Chuck. It will make it possible for human beings to survive underwater. Now, let me show you how to mix fish potion. First, you take some... what was it? Oh, dum-dum-dum-da-dum. Codfish whiskers. Now I've got it. My memory is not what it used to be. This is why I made this song. If you want to undergo this remarkable transformation, you'll have to mix a few ingredients. Take the twinkle of a light and light whiskers of a codfish. Ask an octopus for a dash of ink. Isn't it amazing? Like magic, fish-tastic, but true. Isn't it amazing what science can do?
A massive machine produces a tiny cup of coffee, which the professor slurps as he gathers more ingredients.
Add some sea anemone from the flower beds of the ocean. Pour it all into a petri dish. And get ready for your gills, but before you down, a sip of potion. Blend with the eggs of any fish. Isn't it amazing? Like magic, fish-tastic, but true. Isn't it amazing what science can do? I bet you never dreamt of not tasting a drink quite like this. One little drop turns you into a fish.
Fly and Chuck frown. The professor stands knee-deep in a tub of water.
Start the camera. This moment must be immortalized.
Camera's running. Action.
Finally, the time has come.
The professor raises the bottle of potion towards his lips. Chuck and Fly gaze at him. Without drinking, the professor suddenly steps out of the water. He puts the bottle down, leading the others into another room.
Oh, I almost forgot! Silly me, silly! Oh, here's the antidote I have made. This potion is almost the same, but in order to reverse the process, you have to add some ground-up kelp.
In the background, Stella toddles up to the potion.
Lemonade!
She grabs the bottle and takes a gulp. The room begins to spin and colours swirl together. A bright light appears and smashes like glass as Stella tumbles through blackness. She falls onto the floor. The camera is still recording. It films her standing up, wobbling, and grabbing onto a lever as she flops over again. Water begins to empty out of the fish tanks.
Your face! The pump! The pump! Oh, my God, the pump stopped! Ah! The generator! Oh.
Ah! Oh. He turns the generator on, and the tanks fill up again.
Oh, that's done it! Ah. You see, Professor Chuck, this system circulates fresh seawater to my fish around the clock. Without it, they die. See here? I pump it up directly from the ocean.
A large pipe runs out of the generator into the sea. Fly stands by a small starfish lying on the floor.
Hey, you guys. Any of you seen Stella?
Who?
No, not in the last 6 minutes.
Stella!
Stella!
It's Stella!
Stella! Whoa.
Stella! Hey, how are you?
Hey, Chuck, check out the silly fish.
It's a starfish. It'll dry out. Put it in water.
Stella, now this isn't the time to hide and seek.
Stella! Come out, wherever you are!
Chuck looks at the video camera.
It's still running.
Fly stands by a window.
Let's see.
Fly bounces the starfish in his hand. Chuck watches the video.
Oh, hold on. Hey, oh, come on. Hey, Fly! Hey, Fly!
Chuck leaps towards Fly, who has his arm raised. Fly chucks the starfish into the ocean. The professor, Chuck, and Fly search the ocean from a rowing boat.
Nothing! I can't see anything!
Ah, forget it! If we can't see her, then there's only one thing to do!
Stop! Wait! If you don't get the antidote within 48 hours, you'll be a fish forever!
Fly hesitates, then gulps down the potion. He leaps into the stormy sea. He panics as he struggles to breathe, then he transforms into an orange fish. Lightning flashes across the sky. A huge wave crashes down on the tiny rowing boat. Chuck is thrown into the sea. Another wave tosses the professor into the ocean. The professor disappears under the water. Chuck splashes around, gasping for air. He reaches for the potion as a wave knocks him under the water. He grabs the bottle and drinks. There's a white flash. Back in the bedroom, Aunt Anna wakes with a start.
Charles!
Stella?
She walks slowly down the spiral staircase. It's night, and the house is full of shadows.
Where are you?
Stella! Stella!
A shark glides by, munching on a crab as it goes. A pilot fish swims alongside the shark. The bottle of antidote lies on the seabed. The cork has come loose and the liquid seeps out into the sea. The shark and pilot fish swim into the liquid and sneeze. The bodies of the two fish change shape.
What happened? Whoa! What's that sound?
I believe we have acquired the power of speech, my voracious friend. I can talk. I can think. What a delicious beverage. Can you feel the power? Can you taste it?
Taste it? Oh, food!
He munches on a passing fish and belches over the pilot fish who holds the antidote.
Oi! Clean my teeth! There's stuff in the cracks!
Henceforth, oral hygiene is no longer my department.
What?
I don't clean anymore. Try dental floss. From now on, I call the shots. With this brain power, I can have fame, fortune, servants. Look here, this potential flunky. Just one little drop. Don't want to make him too smart.
Attention! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Stop it.
Fly's mum and dad, Lisa and Bill, arrive back at the house. They dance on the lawn before tiptoeing inside.
Shh. Where have you been? I've been calling for hours. Oh, I've got no children. Fly must have done something. Oh, what a bad influence. Nobody ever listens to me. Oh, my Chuck. With all the lipstick and everything, the children are gone.
Their mouths drop open in shock. Lisa looks in Stella's bed, but it only has a doll in it. At the bottom of the ocean, Stella sleeps underneath a flatfish. The fish swims off, and Stella wakes up, startled.
Mommy? Mommy, my blankie's alive!
She looks around her at the empty ocean floor.
Mommy!
She covers her mouth. She gasps when she sees her starfish arms. Stella spots a fish swimming above her, and she begins to wander around the seabed. She explores underneath a rock. When she comes out the other side, she gazes at a shoal of fish swimming towards her through the clear water. The fish swim all around her and sweep her along. They swim off towards the sun, and she tumbles down through the water. She somersaults as she falls. She spots a blue seahorse happily eating.
Hi, Sasha!
Sasha turns around, startled, and rushes to hide. She peeps out from behind a plant and watches Stella float to the bottom of the seabed. Sasha creeps closer and peers out from behind a shell. Stella waves.
Don't you remember me? Wanna play?
Stella runs over and Sasha swims away, frightened. Sasha peers out from her hiding place underneath the shell. Stella creeps up behind Sasha and playfully grabs onto her tail. Sasha swims away, dragging Stella behind her. They shoot through the water. Stella gets stuck on a plant and lets go of Sasha's tail. Bubbles of air rise from the top of the plant. One of the bubbles pops out and pushes Stella up towards the surface of the water. Sasha watches Stella giggling and looks nervously at the bubbles. She cautiously moves over the plant and grins as the bubbles lift her up. Stella floats down and lands in a shell which snaps shut, trapping her inside. Fly prizes the shell open.
Fly! It's so dark and I'm so scared.
Don't cry, Stella. It's okay. Hey, check it out. We're fish. Isn't that cool?
He blows a bubble and they bob up and down, playing in the water. Sasha watches them from a distance. Stella balances on one foot on Fly's back. She topples off and Sasha catches her as she falls. Fly spots them and finds his own seahorse to ride. Stella and Sasha laugh at Fly as he struggles to stay on. The seahorse pushes him off, and he goes flying into a jellyfish wearing glasses.
Stella? Fly?
You're a jellyfish? Oh, man.
Chuck reddens.
We don't have time for jokes.
He shoots off into a cave, looking worriedly about.
Chuck? What are you looking for?
Oh, you know what? I finally figured you out, Chuck. I can see right through you.
When you're through making wisecracks, maybe you can help me find the antidote.
The what? The antidote? What do you mean, find the antidote? Chuck, what happened?
The storm got worse. And the boat sank.
What?
I can't swim.
Why didn't you say so before?
I had to drink the potion. The antidote sank, and I turned into a jellyfish.
I think you're a cute jellyfish.
What about the professor?
He was in the water. I think he sank too.
Drowned?
I swear I would not wait.
They turn slowly, their eyes wide, and swim towards the voices.
You know, interesting, isn't it, how things change? Evolution, for example, it seems like it took the fast lane.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were swimming everywhere ourselves, and today, we get to take a bus.
It's already 5 minutes late.
Excuse me? How come you can all speak?
Oh, you speak yourself. You should know.
Well,
it's like this. We owe our present capabilities to Joe and his magic potion.
Joe?
Potion?
You should hear Joe talk. He's so inspiring. Oh, I hope there's room for us at the meeting.
Good. What does this potion look like? Is it in a square bottle?
Oh, looky there. Here she comes.
And about time, too.
Hey, mister, where's your manners? Ladies first, ladies first.
Thank you, dear.
She gets into a whale's mouth.
That will be 2 clams and 5 stones, madam.
Fly looks around and gathers up some nearby shells.
Here, keep the change.
Just a second. These are not valid.
Not valid?
You'll have to get off.
What? Chuck, give me your glasses. Here then, have these transatlantic, trans-Pacific, worldwide, oceanic-approved deluxe coins.
Very well, then. Here are the tickets.
Hold on. These two are less than 6 years of age. They ride for free.
Oh, yes. Of course. Here's a refund.
And this poor fellow is half blind.
Well,
it's not fair that he should pay full price.
I suppose.
And while we're at it, could we sell back the tickets we don't need?
Next time, have exact change.
And what would have happened if it didn't work, genius?
They swim along past the other fish on the bus. The whale closes his mouth and starts the long journey. The whale has the number 88 written in huge white letters on his forehead. Fly and Chuck peep out of the whale's gills as they travel through the wide expanse of sea. A huge ship lies on the seabed, its intimidating shape silhouetted in the murky light. Fly and Chuck stare in awe as they pass by the ship, travelling alongside tall metal pipes and through a corridor-like structure. Metal beams rise on either side of them, and many fish travel one behind the other in orderly lines. Two fish, one riding on the other's back, speed past. Fly and Chuck stare at a massive picture of the pilot fish holding a bottle. The picture is made up of many small fish.
That's the symbol on the professor's bottle.
The symbol is an angular black fish with a red cross over the top. It appears again printed on a wall above a door. The whale comes to a stop where large grey fish are gathered in rows. Two crabs close the heavy doors below the symbol.
All full! Next meeting at sundown!
Fly looks up at the building.
We've got to get in there! Quick, follow me!
A row of flatfish carry tins into the building. Fly opens one of the tins and 4 small fish swim out.
Hurry, hop in!
The 4 squeeze into the tin and Fly rolls the lid shut. A long line of flatfish carry tins along like a conveyor belt. Fly opens the lid and the 4 peer out as they travel through a huge dark room. Below, hundreds of grey fish stare gormlessly ahead.
Once there was only silence and not a speck of hope in sight. And every tiny bubble burst journey to the light. The spark of creation will flicker again. It's a brand new era about to begin.
The pilot fish smirks.
Now we've been caught, we've been sold, and left out in the cold. Evolution's been passing us by. This potion in hand, we've been given the chance. It's time to turn the tide. Come join me and seize this opportunity. All time. alter your destiny. What's in the ground will be enough to put you on top.
Intelligence.
One ocean, one ruler of all. It's the vision I've seen. It's the world of your dreams. It's a pearl in the palm of your hand. And with the power of speech, it is all within reach. We can swim to the promised land. Who's this?
Please let me follow you.
What a nice young fish.
I'll hold the bottle too.
Oh no, that won't be necessary.
I insist, just let me hold it.
The bottle stays with me.
Just let me have a little sip.
No, Fly, no! We're at the bottom of the sea, you'll drown!
Arrest them!
The shark's massive jaws close around the four, plunging them into darkness.
Put them in that chair. I'll attend to them shortly.
The shark spits them onto the chair.
Excuse me, for a moment. No, that won't do at all. I want the statue much bigger.
Joe's on the phone. A small fish flies out of the receiver in Joe's hand over to a funnel-like object and back again.
Don't carpet me about delays. I'll send you a couple of thousand more workers. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Please, have a snack. Your enthusiasm at the meeting touched me deeply. I wish all of my followers would show the same devotion. Now, tell me all you know about this divine cocktail, and I'll tell you about my great plans for you.
Served in oyster sauce.
Excuse me, just a moment. First, we will have to obtain the recipe. Then you can eat them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to scare you little snacks. Oh, I mean, guys, you little guys. I love little critters.
All right, that's enough. Have some candy.
Candy? Thanks, boss. Yummy.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, of course. The bottle.
Give it back. It's ours.
Pull it! Pull it! Pull it!
But we had it first!
We need it to become human again.
We're not really fish. Honest.
That's right. You are something special. I saw that right away. This is a great opportunity for a bright young fish like you. There's no limit to what we could accomplish together if you help me now. Just tell me. How to get some more of this magical brew.
I don't know how. Mm. The professor drowned. We lost the bottle. He's the only one who knows how. But I'm telling the truth. You have the only potion left.
Joe throws them in a cage.
This will give you time to think about things. And to make sure you think without distractions, I'm going to remove your little pet. And send it to the work camp.
Sasha, no!
What do you want from us?
The truth. By tomorrow morning. Or else.
A black hole opens up beneath them.
Your shark bait.
Oh, I love snakes.
The cage is lowered into the hole and trapdoors slam shut. Out on a small rock island in the ocean, the professor wakes up.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh.
He looks around him. He's stranded in the middle of the ocean. The boat wreckage sits by the rock. He climbs up the mast and looks around, then slips off. The professor looks thoughtful.
This is it. We'll never get back in time.
We're doomed to be fish forever.
Well, don't just sit there. Use that overdeveloped brain of yours.
Fly glares at the crab marching around outside their cage, then smiles.
Hey, you! Crab!
It's against military regulations for a guard to converse with prisoners!
You are one poor excuse for a soldier, buddy. Pretty wimpy.
What do you mean, wimpy?
A soldier is disciplined, brave, and above all, strong.
What?
Well, for starters, I bet your pathetic claw can't even put a dent in this iron bar.
Oh, yeah? Check this out! Watchin'?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Nah, too easy.
Wait, what about this one?
Trivial.
No, this is the perfect test for your strength. We're talking 100% titanium here. No, not the key.
No, they haven't shown up yet. You can't. No, I understand that you have other cases, but couldn't you...
Here, let me...
Give it to me. Hello? Let me tell you something, Mr. Police Officer. I'm a tax-paying citizen, and I can have you fired.
Anna, give me the phone.
Not now. Can't you see I'm busy saving our children from trouble that your son has caused?
My son has not...
No time to argue now. I expect you to put your best men on the case.
She stumbles on a fishing float on the floor.
Listen. No, you listen to me. If you don't find my little Charles, and I mean fast... What? Goodbye? What do you mean, goodbye? Hello? Hello? Fools!
In Fly's bedroom...
His fishing rod is missing.
And his spare lures. That must be where they went.
Back at the sunken ship, a line of sea turtles haul boulders into a rowing boat. Sharks tip the boulders onto the deck and the seahorses drag them along. Sasha struggles with her boulder and is whipped by a crab. Joe and the shark sweep along the deck as a crowd of grey fish applauds them.
Praise your master!
As they clap, the boulder they're holding drops to the floor.
My monument!
The boulder smashes down, narrowly missing Sasha.
Build, mend, restore!
Sasha manages to wriggle out of her harness. She escapes and hides. At the beach...
Fly! Charles! Stella!
Fly!
Bill spots a roller skate lying on the sand.
No.
His face drops. Lisa comes running over.
Oh, no. Do you think that...
No. They can't be.
Oh, no.
She buries herself in his arms. Something glints in the water.
Huh?
What is it?
A fish hook.
Fly made this. He showed it to me yesterday.
Charles!
Anna pulls on the fishing line.
Charles!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
The crab marches around the cage, then stops to yawn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! 1,
hey, you!
2, 3, crab! 4,
give me the key, Harold! I'll use my magic 1, 2, powers and turn you into a frog! Wake up! Give me the key now!
Stella notices a stream of light coming into the room. She looks up to see Sasha swimming towards her.
Sasha!
They hug.
Fly, Sasha can help us.
Sasha's not here, Stella.
Sasha, get the key.
She swims over.
Sasha.
Sasha!
What a morning. The sun rising on my empire.
Yeah! Breakfast!
In the cage, the four watch as Sasha tentatively pulls the key from underneath the crab's sharp claw. He wakes and scuttles after Sasha.
Sasha! Throw me the key!
He chases her round and round the cage. She throws the key to fly and darts through the bars to join them. The crab prizes the bars apart with his claws, and Fly hurls the key over the crab's head. The crab rushes back to it and grins.
Hey, crab!
Fly swings the hook from the top of the cage. It knocks the crab backwards onto its back.
All right!
Did I get my claws on you?
The four swim off and bounce straight into the shark's nose.
Breakfast. Going somewhere?
Break out! Who turned out the lights? Where is everybody?
We're up here!
Ah! Turn!
Help!
Ah, I gotcha! You
put
little...
me down! It's me, you idiot!
Yeah! Ah. So you set on like you little pest!
Shark! The prisoners are escaping! Go!
The four manage to squeeze out through a porthole. The shark gets stuck. He snaps at them, but misses. The four swim out through the open water.
Useless! The pair of you! You're not fit for sushi! I sentence you to execution!
What's this?
Shark, chew up that useless crab and eat yourself when you're finished.
Yeah! Well...
That won't do. My mistake. Nobody has to execute themselves in a civilized society. You.
Who? Me?
Yes, you. Because of your long and loyal service to me, I hereby appoint you Chief Executioner.
Thank you, sir!
The shark eats him.
On the other fin, we could just call it water under the bridge. A great leader is distinguished by his ability to forgive. Shark, I hereby appoint you Offensive Commander.
Attention!
The fish line up.
Go and get those three infuriating fish and bring them to me now.
Fly, what do we do now? We don't have the antidote. The professor is dead, and he was the only one who knew the formula.
And the tiny whiskers of a codfish.
Can I have ketchup on mine?
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, man, this is great. We can make the antidote ourselves. All the ingredients are underwater.
Oh, really? First, we need to find all the ingredients, then backtrack about 50 miles. We're 8 inches long, have only half a day left, and it's impossible.
You're forgetting something.
What's that?
The Force is with us. Ready? Steady? Gather? Go!
The four scour the seabed for the ingredients. On the surface of the water, the professor paddles along in a makeshift boat. Stella sits unhappily on the seabed. Sasha brings an orange piece of plant and lays it at her feet. Stella beams. By the beach, Anna, Bill, and Lisa climb along the stepping stones to the rock ledge.
Ingredients being gathered, we're on the run. All of this needs to be done before the sun sets. My friends are trusting. What's next?
Fly holds up a shell. Chuck and Stella throw ingredients into it, and Fly snaps its lid shut. Bill opens the secret door to the cave.
Fly!
The professor travels through the ocean desperately, paddling in his little boat. Under the water, an army of crabs march along. Joe and the shark glide through the water, followed by swordfish. They search the ocean. Bill, Lisa, and Anna arrive at the professor's ship. They walk along the rickety bridge as the professor clambers up out of the water.
Excuse me, have you seen two boys and a little girl?
Kids? Yes, kids! Oh, yes, kids! No, kids!
Hey, stop!
Fish.
Wait!
Two fish and a little fish!
What's that you said?
Anna pushes through and follows the professor onto his ship.
Find the fish!
The professor pushes a huge tub of equipment along the floor.
You! Where's my Charles?
Charles? Yes? Where?
Tell me or I'll tear you limb from limb!
Take it easy, Anna. If you kill the guy, he can't tell us where the kids are. So tell me, where are our children?
They turned into fish.
I'm not playing games with you, mister. Tell me where they are! Where are my kids?
Please, listen to me. I'll have the police on you. Kidnapping is a very serious offense. And I'm not without...
He shoves the video camera in Anna's face. Her eyes go wide and she faints. Back in the sea...
Now, all we need is an octopus and we'll be human again. I'm almost gonna miss being a fish.
Fly.
Put a double cheeseburger out to cure that.
Fly.
Look what I found.
Fly.
Neat, huh?
Fly. Fly, listen to me. If we find an octopus, and I say if, how are we going to get it to spray ink? An octopus is 30 times bigger than us, and it only sprays ink when it's scared.
Hey, look, there's a mirror.
Did you hear what I just said?
Look what we found.
Are you two out of your minds? It'll be sunset in a half hour. Did you hear me? A half hour. We will never take another breath of fresh air. Fish for life. Oh, look what I found. A waterproof watch.
Chuck.
Look, I can use it as a belt.
Chuck, listen to me.
Then I know exactly how much time I have left before I'm due.
Chuck, listen. I've got a plan. We scare the octopus with the mirror just like the professor did.
Oh, yeah. Is that all? First, we have to find one. Then we need to get out in the open. Then we have to...
You're always talking about what won't work. Why is everything you say so negative?
Well, unlike you, I use logic. You think you can just swim up to a huge octopus?
Are you guys fighting or just disgusting?
It's okay, Stella. Chuck's just making sure he doesn't miss an opportunity to moan. And now, I'm gonna find me an octopus. Adios!
The ground begins to move and tentacles lift up around them. Two octopus eyes glare at them menacingly. Chuck and Fly cower together.
Look into the mirror! Help! Look into the mirror, Chris!
Look into the mirror!
A tentacle wraps around them, crushing the mirror. The octopus throws Chuck and Fly down, disappearing in a cloud of black ink.
It swam away. It got scared by our screams. We got the last ingredient for our potion. We're saved!
Fly. Look. That's what scared the octopus.
Fly collects the ink.
Well, well, well. Just in time for happy hour.
They cower as the crab army approaches. On On the surface of the sea, a small boat chugs along. The sun is bright orange and low in the sky. Bill holds a fish in his hands.
Is that you, Fly? No. No good.
He lets it go into the ocean. As it floats down, it swims near to where the four are surrounded by the swordfish.
Well, my little smart aleck, the sardine. Catfish got your tongue. You didn't have any potion. Oh, no. You just wouldn't cooperate.
He takes a swig of the potion.
Empty. Oh, well. We can always make some more. Or you can die.
I'll smash it if you come any closer!
Stop!
Not another inch!
Now, now. Calm down. Let's not be too hasty here.
Let Stella and Chuck go. Then we'll talk.
No, Fly. For what? Think before you speak.
Why not just eat the little jerks? We don't need no potion. We're smart enough already.
My dear friend. My loyal commander. Did you understand anything I told you about my society of exceptionally intelligent fish?
Oh, yeah. I get it. Intelligent fish.
You got it? Good. Now get this. You're fired, you brainless, sawtoothed seaweed sucker. My good friend, we have a job vacancy. Perfect for you. Commander of my minions, leader of this impressive group of idiot fish.
Sir, permission to speak, sir! If I could just have a moment of your available time, sir, I think I know just the right crab for the job.
Shut up! If I wanted your opinion, I'd give it to you.
Sir, yes, sir! I mean, sir, no, sir! I mean, right, sir!
This job is too important for a chowderhead like him. No, I need fresh talent around here. You, for example. All you have to do is give me the potion.
That does it! You promised! You did!
You're taking this the wrong way.
Here's our chance.
Really?
Let's move!
And how should I take it?
They're getting away!
You stay put!
The crab grabs onto Fly's shell containing the potion ingredients.
Fly! Drop it or I'll kill you!
The crab swipes at Fly, knocking him onto the ground. They tumble along the seabed, and the crab goes crashing over a hill. Fly stares as the crab rises, fuming with anger. He strikes Fly, knocking him through the water. Fly's blood turns the water red as he falls onto his side.
Ha! Forget Commander! And I'm the ruler! I'm king!
He gulps down all of the potion.
Ha! Troops! Take your orders from me now! I'm the one with the brains!
Fly!
I'm in charge!
Are you okay?
Salute me!
Hail the great crab! Hail the great crab!
Fly? You got a tummy ache?
Don't worry about me, Stella. I'll be fine. Really.
Fly? Help!
Huh? The Royal Brewers! I've got plans for you! Company! Lock up the prisoners! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
Make a run for it. You can still swim. The crabs can't.
A tornado sweeps through the water.
Is there any such thing as a twister underwater?
The tornado begins to suck up all the crabs. Chuck and the others cling to the ground.
Nobody's gonna mess with me!
He gets sucked into the tornado.
You promised that I was in charge of the armor!
I'm in charge!
This may not be the best time for this conversation!
I'll get the orders! I'm king! I'm boss! Ruler of the...
I'm calling the shots! You might be the one with the brains, but I'm the one with the muscle!
The shark blocks a tube dangling from the professor's boat.
Oh no! The pump broke!
We've got to fix it! Fast!
Oh. Chuck, Stella and Sasha sink back to the seabed wearily. Stella hugs Sasha. Fly lies on his side, clutching his stomach.
Is it getting cold?
Maybe.
We gotta get some more antidote. How much more time left?
12 minutes till sundown.
We'll never make it.
What do you mean? Tell me how we're gonna make it.
I can't. You were right. There's not enough time.
Chuck looks thoughtfully around the ocean. He gazes at a long pipe that reaches up to the professor's ship. With a determined look on his face, he swims off.
Where are you going, Chuck? Chuck!
Chuck picks up objects from the seabed.
Bladed intervals divided by the water pressure, and then multiply that by 6.
Joe waits by the surface of the sea.
Chuck. Chuck.
Fly's eyes are dark as he clutches his stomach. He begins to spin.
20 degrees latitude north.
What happened?
Pressure velocity ratio.
Where am I?
We're at the professor's water pump intake pipe. In the professor's lab, there is a bottle of anti-fish potion. To get to it, we have to swim through the pump system. The bottle is on the professor's work table, so we have to flood the lab in order to...
Whoa, wait. That pump will chew us up, and even if we do make it in one piece, we'd end up in the aquarium with the piranha.
Hand me the screwdriver and thread.
What? Did you hear what I just said?
Down by your tail. Screwdriver and thread. No, Stella, wait. Can't take Sasha with you. Hmm? Where we're going is too dangerous for a little fish like her.
Sasha's my friend. She's going to stay with me.
Let her keep her. We'll never get out of here anyway.
Yes, we will. Stella, say goodbye.
Stella and Sasha look sadly at each other, and Chuck's face softens. Stella leads Sasha away from the others.
You have to go, Sasha.
Stella walks away and Sasha gazes after her sadly. Sasha follows her.
No, Sasha, go now. I'll miss you, but you have to go.
Sasha follows her again, playfully picking her up.
No, Sasha, stay.
She drops Stella to the floor and disappears, returning with some flowers.
Goodbye, Sasha.
Stella hugs her and runs off, sobbing. Chuck, Stella and Fly sit in the entrance of the pipe. Holding the others, Chuck's attached to a reel of rope on the seabed.
6 minutes left. You guys ready?
The reel spins as they shoot up the pipe. Joe watches. Inside the pipe, Chuck undoes a screw and a grill swings open. On the ship.
Charles. Fish. Oh dear. It's all my fault. If I hadn't fallen asleep.
In the pipe, Chuck undoes the rope and the three of them go flying along. Chuck carries Fly and Stella in a bag. Joe swims along behind them.
Can you ever forgive me?
That's enough. Stop this. It is not your fault. Bill and the professor will find them, and then...
They approach the pump.
And on the fourth fish.
They hold up a mechanical fish with a fork attached.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
He throws the fork and it jams the spinning fan blades of the pump. They hurtle through the gap safely to the other side. Chuck tugs the fork, which is stuck in the pump. He pulls it free, and the blades begin to move, knocking Joe as they spin.
The balloon!
He blows up a large orange balloon. They use the balloon to bounce off the corners of the pipe. Joe smashes into each corner. They shoot out into the piranha tank.
Chuck! Where are you going?
Chuck blows a raspberry at the piranhas and they charge. He ducks and they get stuck in a grill. The tank overflows and the ship begins to flood.
3 minutes left.
Joe shoots into the piranha tank and spots the others toppling out into the flooded room. Chuck swims towards the antidote, which is up on a table.
Oh, we got it!
Joe ties Fly up in the bag.
I believe this dance is mine.
What was that? I thought I heard Charles' voice.
Anna, stop, please.
Charles! Charles!
Fly! Stella! Where are you?
Joe swims away with the antidote in his hand. Chuck races after him. Joe pulls the pipe away from the piranha tank.
Stop!
So sorry. I can't stay for dinner.
The piranhas escape from the tank and crowd around Chuck. On the surface of the water, the professor and Bill paddle back to the ship using their hands.
Take that, you salty suckers!
On the ship, Fly breaks out of the bag to see Chuck successfully fighting off the piranhas. Then he spots Joe disappearing down the pipe with the antidote.
You stupid, stupid fish!
Stupid fish?
Fly, what are you doing?
I'm using my brain. For once.
Wait! Wait! Come back, you stupid fish!
I'm sufficiently intelligent to kill you if you don't stop bothering me.
So what? Any bro can do that. But can you tell me what the square root of 6,561 is?
300. Divided by 40 minus 3 is...
He takes a gulp of the potion.
81!
Yeah, but do you know what happens if an object travels at the speed of light?
He drinks more and grows arms and legs.
It turns into pure energy.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
It depends on the relative amount of molecules in the universe.
What happens to a fish if he drinks too much antidote?
It becomes human.
Can a human breathe underwater?
Of course not.
Joe is now human. His eyes freeze and he slowly floats backwards in the water. Chuck fights off the last piranha. The ship is flooding.
One minute.
Fly!
Fly falls to the floor with the antidote. Chuck hauls the lid off as Anna goes to open the door to the flooded room.
Come on! Break it quick!
The potion leaks into the water. Chuck and Stella gulp some of it down. Fly is sucked away from the potion as the water rushes out of the open door. He tries to drink. Bill pries open the door to the flooded ship. Underwater, Stella and Chuck turn back into humans and swirl around as the water drains. They wake up on the ship floor.
Charles!
Mom!
Stella!
Oh, my girl.
They made it! They all made it! Hooray!
Where's Fly?
Huh? Chuck stares as the last drop of antidote seeps through the floorboards. He runs upstairs. Chuck kneels on the floor as the others tiptoe up to him. He's holding a small orange fish in his hands.
Talk to me, fly. Say something. Don't do this to me.
He drops the fish into a bowl of water, and it sinks to the bottom.
Fly?
Oh, no. Fly, don't give up, okay? I'll find a way to help you. There's gotta be a way. Do something. Make a new potion.
I'm sorry. It's too late. I warned him, but he didn't listen.
No, a time machine. You have to have a time machine, right? I mean, turn back the clock before the sunset.
I'm sorry, Charles.
Charles, can't you see?
No!
It's too late.
No! No, it's not too late! If we just substitute an acid instead of an alkaline...
He drops the bowl.
Oh, Fly! Fly, are you okay, Fly?
Charles.
No, stay away from me!
Charles, here, let me...
No!
Chuck slips backwards and the orange fish goes flying through the air. Anna tries to catch it, but misses.
No! No!
Hey!
Oh.
Somebody give me a hand! Over here!
Fly emerges, sopping wet, in the corner of the room.
Fly!
Fly!
You're alive! You're alive!
Chuck blinks in surprise. Anna picks up the fish lying at her feet. She looks at its belly.
Californian flying fish.
Bill, Lisa, Fly, and Stella all hug. Fly sees Chuck standing on his own and limps over to him.
Hey, that was some plan of yours, Chuck.
He affectionately nudges Chuck and puts his cap on his head. A sunny day by the ship. Bill sunbathes. Fly's leg is in a cast.
Cold drinks, anyone? Ooh, thanks, Anna. Bill?
Oh, that looks good. Thanks.
Charles, Fly, are you thirsty?
No, thanks.
Can I erase some of these boring programs? I need room to install a space blaster.
Sure. Go ahead and dump quantum physics for beginners. I never use it anyway.
Cool. Thanks.
Chuck clambers up a pipe.
Look out below!
He comes shooting out of a pipe, bouncing over the water. The professor comes bouncing after him.
Oh, you're a genius, Chuck. The acceleration is much better now. Let's add another tube.
Come on, Stella. Try the slide.
I don't feel like it.
Stella sadly gazes at a sandcastle. Sasha swims into the sandcastle.
Sasha! Sasha!
She holds out a pot of water for Sasha to jump into and hugs it to her face.
Look, it's Sasha! She came back to me! Mommy, look! Daddy!
It should be possible. Look, if we isolate a DNA strand.
Chuck holds up his thumb and winks. On the ship, Chuck and the professor pour liquids into a pot. Smoke rises in the shape of a horse. Fireworks and smoke pour out of the ship. Stella comes galloping through the mist on the back of a blue horse. ITFC audio description.
Oh, oh, oh.